Welcome. You found us, Winning at Life, live financial talk radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up on the show today, was it another history-making day on Wall Street? We'll find out in the numbers segment. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, call Gregory, 504-260-0995. You will be absolutely shocked and somewhat disappointed on how many people are taking Social Security early. Almost half, I'll just do a little bit of a spoiler here. Almost half of people start Social Security the first chance they get. They take it way early where they take a huge haircut. It's 45% start at age 62. And less than half, far less than half, make it to just the full retirement age, much less age 70. So we'll try and tell you why you need to stick it out till age 70, even though you're worried about your benefits getting cut. I want to start off with my brother-in-law, though. Remember when he called in? I guess that was about a month ago.
Yep.
Okay, so my brother-in-law was working at a place where you had to be there for so many years before you could be in the pension system, and then he was in the pension system for a year, and then he left the job. So he just got a call about a month ago, or I think it was a letter, and they said, hey, you got 26 grand over here just chilling. What do you want us to do with it? And they gave him two options. They gave him the payout option, or they gave him the payments or the lump sum. After talking with you, he was thinking lump sum, and he must have hit something wrong on the website because they sent him a check with the withholding. So over the Thanksgiving weekend, when I'm visiting the old family over there, he pulls me aside and says, hey, let's have a chat real quick. Remember the time I called? Now what do I do? We had to call, I guess, would it be called the plan administrator?
Yep.
I don't want to say the name of the bank. But it was a financial institution, and they wouldn't undo what was done. He didn't say, I must have clicked something wrong. Can you just send me the whole check? They said, no, we already sent the rest of that money to DC. If you want to get it back, you'll have to take the check that we gave you plus the withholding amount and put it into your new IRA. He's like, okay, so I can go ahead and I'm setting up my little thing over here in Fidelity, but this doesn't feel right. Maybe I'll just put this check in there and just that part will roll over. Phones, Angie. And the part that went to DC, maybe that'll just, I don't know, go toward my taxes or whatever. So we ended up thinking, doing a little more research that he's going to move some money around, make up that $5,000 that they had for withholding and some change. And he's going to put those two together, put them in the new Fidelity, and be made whole that way. No harm, no foul. He'll get that money back on his taxes. Is that right? Sound right?
Yep.
Okay, so we didn't screw anything up. I kind of felt like calling you, but you're like, you know what? I think I got this. If nothing else, then I'll just ask Gregory when we get back to work next week. And if I screwed it up, I'll give you a call.
Nope, you did good. We've coached that many times and had people listening to the show come in, and we helped them get that repaired, but you only have so many days to do that. It's that 60 days.
His 60 days is up December 4th. So he has until next Monday, I believe, to get it in.
So is he going to get it in?
He should. He's got his Fidelity account set up and it's just waiting to be vested here. But he had a question that I couldn't answer. He's like, is there a form I fill out or a piece of paperwork? I'm like, I think that's just all handled when you do your taxes. Is there a form? Is there like a 10-48-12?
The one that cut him a check is going to send a 1099 and notify the IRS that distribution was made. And he's got to make sure it's clear that the new account he's setting up, that it's a rollover and they don't list it as a contribution. So that shouldn't happen because of the size of it, but to make sure that's a rollover account, that money's going into it, and they're going to send a form to the IRS showing that money was deposited there. And the IRS will match up the timelines and be good with it.
Okay.
So he just sent part of the money is to the IRS, and he, a couple months, he'll get it back.
And then he's been listening to the show off and on, not every day, but when he gets a chance, when it's convenient. He's pretty interested in all these deductions we talk about and all of our tax strategies. He's got a guy who set him up, and it sounds like he's doing the right thing, you know, with sort of a pass-through corporation and deducting those business expenses, and it never gets counted against his AGI. But he hears things that we talk about on the show that makes him want to call Jude, or if we could recommend another Jude. I don't know if there's enough Jude to go around for everybody. But those were the two things he was interested in. And it kind of made me a hero over the Thanksgiving holiday.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You like it when you can help somebody, huh?
Well, it kind of makes me... I don't want to say I'm the black sheep of the family, because it's not that bad. I don't have any ill will toward me. I'm more like the class clown of the family. And so I think it's really cute for the family to not see me for long periods of time. And when I show up... I said, oh, well, you're just going to have a rollover IRA account set up with Fidelity, and then we'll have to revest that portion they withheld, and you'll get it back on your next year's taxes. And everyone looks at me like, what? That's not a fart joke. Is this James? Yeah. Just surprising them. You know, you have your business friends who see you dress nice all the time, but you have your recreational friends, and God forbid your recreational friends ever see you in a tie. They're like, oh, my God, what are you doing, Parker? You going to prom? Like, you don't understand. I dress nice on a regular basis, just not in front of you bums.
Yeah, it's more a surprise when people see me and I'm dressed casually.
Yes. Well, look, you also have the reverse, too. You have casual friends. You have, well, I guess your tailgating friends see you in professional settings. What the guys at the track, do they see you in a tie?
No.
Yeah. So, see, those are your casual friends.
Yeah. Casual friends. And from Brother Martin, we have a lot of tailgating friends and ballgame friends there that I've always, they know what I do, but they always see me in a casual standpoint.
And at this point, because you've been doing radio so long, isn't it kind of nice that you have a whole group of friends that don't know you from the radio at all? They don't know, like, oh, yeah, you're the radio guy, or you just get to not be that dude for a second?
Gosh, that is a rare thing, even in groups. I, you know, out at the racetrack, guess what? That's a lot of people know me because of the radio.
Mm-hmm.
My Brother Martin tailgate cheer, Brother Martin football group, yeah, they know what I do. They listen to the show for the most part. Not everybody, but, you know, the conversations come up there. Racetrack, it's rare. And then, you know, LSU tailgating, not all of them know. So that's more lower percentage know me from the radio and such. But like last year, we went and spent one of those really long tailgating days. And yeah, ever so often, somebody would stop and do a double take. Do I know you? You just probably know me from radio or TV.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I would respond, because I didn't know them. And what they're doing is that they're recognizing me.
Don't you feel like
the voice?
Though, when you're around people who aren't your close friends, they're acquaintances or maybe just professional colleagues, and they know you're the radio guy, that kind of takes some fun out of it, doesn't it? You can't be the guy now with the lampshade on your head at the party, because you have to worry about your public persona and people going, man, that Gregory Ricks is a real lush. Yeah, like a fish, that guy. So it does take the fun out of it, doesn't it?
Yeah. That's the thing. I could never do road rage or get drunk or whatever from that standpoint. And certain group of friends, you know, in any of those cliques, there is, if we're really having fun, they're all good with it because they're in the same shape as that anyhow. And sometimes we have laughs from it. We continued after a ball game. I think it was last year, maybe the year before. Continued the tailgate after the ball game. So we went late night, and I had my vehicle parked inside the perimeter of the ballpark, And I didn't think nothing about it. So we're ready to go. Everything's locked up. They're gone. So I had to go back and get the car the next day. It's like,
that's not too bad.
We're having, it's kind of a running joke now around them because of me leaving the car in there. It was just, we're having a good time and never thought twice about it. Because I rarely park there. I normally park in another parking lot that you can access anytime, but it's just, I had to bum a ride home. Well, it's either that or Uber, so.
Yeah, I think half of my kickball friends don't know what I do for a living, and I like that. I find that very, like, freeing and open. Because I don't go by James Parker in the kickball leagues, and no one has a clue. I can just be a regular old Joe. Because, look, just because we're on this station, people make assumptions, and they're like, oh, you must be one of those guys. And we're not. We're just not really that politically charged to begin with. I escape a lot of debates and a lot of angry people because of that.
At the racetrack, and we're talking about NOLA Motorsports, car racing. Some people think about, oh, you go to horse racing?
No. You gambling with my winnings?
No. The car motor speedway that we have outside, just outside of New Orleans. And for a long time, there was anonymity. Nobody recognized me, and then all of a sudden at some point it changed, so the conversations come up. But still, I feel more unknown there than anywhere else.
All right, you know how Jude gets super excited when you talk about taxes, and it seems weird because everyone else thinks that's such a dry, sterile topic? I kind of feel like this might break your heart when you hear statistics like this. 45% of people who filed for their Social Security have done it at age 62. So starting with the baby boomer generation, so far 45% are taking it the earliest check they can possibly get.
Okay. Well, we used to think that was a bad number, but when you put in perspective, let's continue this after the break, because I want to talk about those that don't pay income taxes when they file a return and match that up, correlate that.
504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Winning at life than making a bunch of money. It's also about finding something you love doing. Gregory Ricks here. For me, I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. If you like going fast on anything with wheels, this is the amusement park. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. See what they're all about at nolamotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Join the Jefferson Performing Arts Society for the regional premiere of the enchanting Broadway musical Tuck Everlasting. Bring the entire family for this beautifully drawn, evocative tale of 11-year-old Winnie Foster, who longs for adventure. When she meets the Tucks and discovers they hold the secret to everlasting life, she faces an extraordinary choice. Return to her own family or join the Tucks on their never-ending journey. Playing December 8th through 17th at the beautiful Jefferson Performing Arts Center. For tickets, call 885-2000 or jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If you'd like to participate in the show, let's talk about what you're doing in retirement. Are you on pace? Do you have an income plan? Do you know where you're going to be 5, 10, 15 years out? Have a reasonable idea. Nothing's exact because things change, but do you have that idea?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
And we've been talking about this for a while. This is like the banking industry is going to become the Walking Dead, or maybe already. Actually, it's millennials that's going to bring them to their knees. Look, when I was younger, I went in banks all the time. I'm trying to think, when have I last been in a bank? But you think about millennials or younger. Millennials are now turning 30. Have they ever been in banks? You know, maybe one of the tests is to go into a bank and see if anybody else is there besides the people behind the counter. You think about it, millennials are not going to connect with the bank, so that means everybody behind them isn't either. The boomers is the last cattle call for them.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
This is how we roll.
Welcome back. Winning at Life. We do this every evening at 7. Live Financial Talk Radio. Guess what? News for you. News flash. You can join the show. You can do it a couple of ways. You can just dial us up. 504-260-0995. We'll take your Social Security questions, that lump sum question, or, yeah, they sent me a check and some cash and withheld. And how do we fix that? That's what we talked about in the first segment. James helped a family member out with that. Your brother-in-law.
Yeah,
right?
Good old, yeah. Brian. I like my brother-in-law.
Yeah. See, it pays off attending the Winning at Life University, huh?
Yeah, it's like Trump University, but no one gets really angry when it's not a real university. Because you know why? Ours is free. You can't complain. You can't complain about
it. Yeah, because you didn't.
Yeah.
And, you just listen it.
And everyone who doesn't like it gets a full refund. How about that?
So you could call us, join the conversation, ask question. We'll do our best to give you some guidance. The other is download the Winning at Life app. Two ways. If you're on, say, Android, you just do a search for Winning at Life. We're still transitioning that with Apple, so just do a search for Gregory Ricks, and it'll take you to the Winning at Life app. So give us a call. So we were talking about Social Security when we went to the break, and you were saying that the recent stats are out that 45% turn it on at age 62.
Yeah, we update these numbers every year that they get updated. We just turn around and we share them with you. We're keeping a close eye on this. And for the last year available, at age 62, first check they could possibly get, 45 seniors jumped on it. Now, 60% in the aggregate, so that 45 plus another 15%, claim before age 65, and that's not even full retirement age. Full retirement age, 66 in 2 months in 17.
So what I was going to give you the example of, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago, 54% of American taxpayers, that's 49.8 million out of 92.4 million returns, they reported adjusted gross income less than $50,000 during the tax year of 2015. Legally did not pay any federal income tax. And the source of that is the Internal Revenue Service. So you got 54% of the people not paying taxes, making $50,000 or less a year. And we kind of know roughly it's about 49% of the people just don't have any money saved for retirement. Don't have it saved for emergencies either. So when you kind of look at that number and then say 45% are starting it early, that means some of them that could use that money are waiting. But that 45%, that's, you know, where the rubber meets the road. You know, when we can have our theories about when to turn it on, and if you love your spouse, you'll defer. It's best to wait to full retirement age. But then you can really kick it up by waiting the 70 because it grows at 8% a year. But those people turning it on at 62 absolutely have to have that check.
They're broke.
What it comes down to. So when you take these considerations and all, actually, where we're kind of seeing it's horrible that almost half the people turn it on early. No. Half want to, 45% do. And I think that's a good number considering where everybody's at financially.
What was that number again? How many million? 40 what million pay nothing in taxes?
49.8 million out of 92.4 million returns report income less than $50,000 and legally don't owe any taxes.
So 42.6 million households, I don't know how many people that is because some people were filing jointly, are paying everything in the federal income tax register. They are paying literally everything.
Yeah.
Huh. I feel like a chump. To the phones we go, 504-260-0995. Brett, North Shore, you're first up. How can we help you, Brett?
I'm too, because I'm paying a bunch. Now, I'm single. I work now for a parish agency. So I'm paying into the parochial retirement system since 2001, late 2001. I got my letter from Social Security the other day. Because before 2001, I was making good money in the private system, and I had all my quarters met, and I was going to get a lot of money, okay, if I ever did retire. Now, they're telling me that with all those empty quarters since 2001, the amount they're going to pay me is down to about $900 a month if I wait till full retirement at my age is 67 and 10 months. However, they also have an offset that they call a windfall, where because I'm getting a parochial retirement system retirement now, they're going to hold back Social Security money in, I guess, some kind of equation to it. So my question is this. Would I do better? Right now I'm at 16-year service, about to be 17-year service. Would I do better to go ahead and leave early and start my own second job and get more from Social Security, if that's the case, and this is what I really need you to tell me, is that what would happen if I left there early? Would I still get more of the Social Security I paid in as opposed to waiting the whole, you know, like 30 years? Okay? So there you go.
Hang on, Brett.
Here's a document you need to go grab, and it's at SSA.gov, but you can go to Google, our favorite little search tool, and just type in windfall elimination, and then you'll next thing you'll do is see it'll pull up windfall elimination provision 2017. And it's a document is when your benefits can be affected is the second paragraph. And this provision can affect you when you earn a retirement or disability pension from an employer who didn't withhold Social Security taxes and you qualify for Social Security retirement or disability benefits from work and other jobs for which you did pay taxes. The elimination provision applies if you reach 62 after 1985 or you become disabled after 1985 and you first become eligible for monthly pension based on the work where you didn't pay Social Security taxes after 1985. This rule applies even if you're still working. The exceptions is what's important to know. And I think that leads to answering your question. The windfall elimination provision doesn't apply if you're a federal worker first hired after December 31st of 1983. You were employed on December 31st, 1983 by a nonprofit organization that didn't withhold Social Security taxes from your pay at first, but then began withholding Social Security taxes. Your only pension is for the railroad employment, so that's not the case here. The only work you perform for which you didn't pay Social Security taxes was before 1957, or you have 30 or more years of substantial earnings under Social Security. So you ask about this, you mentioned your 16 years and such. It's this last bullet point. You have 30 or more years of substantial earnings under Social Security. Page 2 lists those substantial earnings that you needed, and you've got a gap of years there where there's zero earnings that apply to Social Security. In page 2, it tells you how much you need to earn a year for 30 years. Your workaround is 30 years of earnings that qualifies at the minimum they require so that you're not being affected by windfall provision. You're almost stuck with it now.
What about the ratio of retiring early from the parochial system to get more from the Social Security system?
How many years do you have paid into the Social Security system?
1976, 1977 until 2001.
So
and the last
24
10 or 12 years,
25.
Of that, yeah. It's the last 10 or 12 years that I was maxed out at like $1,200 a month would have been my retirement, you know, on those, based on those quarters. So, and now that I'm down to 993.
I don't know if we've actually had a call in like this, but it kind of would make sense if he goes back and can pick up the rest of those 30 years.
Yeah, and that's why that last, I wanted to go through those bullets, but I knew it was the last one, but I still wanted to read them all for other listeners. But it's that 30 years of substantial earnings. And an example of substantial, what they consider substantial earnings, is in the year 2000 in the private sector, you needed to have earned $4,175. So,
yeah, you don't have to blow the doors off the barn.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're good there. And if you're going back to the private sector, for example, in 2017, you needed to make $23,625. So I don't know. You could probably do both, but you got to go out there and make some more money for about 4 or 5 years in the private sector and meet the minimum on substantial earnings. And then you can...
Okay.
Get both.
Great.
Yeah,
that's
get both.
One more thing really quick, Gregory. I am finding so many people now that are in the parish government systems throughout, you know, I'm on the North Shore, and they're, you know, I meet people North Shore and South Shore, that they don't really think they need to do the accessory savings like you talk about.
Right, we got to go.
We are going for a hard break. If you want to hang on for another minute, we'll let you go another minute when we come back.
Or we could talk to him on the break. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Mortgage Gumbo with your chef, Dwayne Stein.
You know, the first thing people look at when I sit down with them in a closing and they go, I'm buying a house for $100,000. Oh my gosh, in 30 years, I'm going to pay back $272,412. Well, now we've got to help them understand that that's the beauty of the reverse. No more mortgage payment. It really doesn't matter what's going to happen with that interest.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein this Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our estate planning attorney, Wes Blanchard.
You know, once you pass away, it's not something that you can get a mulligan on. It has to be done ahead of time, and the results of it not being done ahead of time can be very, very drastic.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
Hey, Raj, happy birthday. How are you doing? Still feeling on top of your game?
No complaints.
Great. You've hit the big 5-0 now. You thought about talking with your doctor about some screening tests you need?
Screening for what?
High blood pressure, high cholesterol, colorectal cancer.
Geez, that's not what I wanted to hear.
Hey, you have to know what's going on to stay on top of your game.
Visit ahrq.gov/consumer for a free checklist of screening tests for men 50 and older. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Thanks for listening to Winning at Life. By doing so, you have joined an elite demographic of people who tend to be more successful in their careers, have higher levels of education, and are generally winners. James Parker here. Wouldn't you like to get the message out about your awesome business to tens of thousands of other winners 6 days a week from Baton Rouge to Pensacola? Be on the winning team. Ask me about advertising, reasonable rates, a handsome spokesman, and an army of winners. Email james@gregoryricks.com.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks & Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com.
Tell me what you want to hear.
Welcome back. Winning at Life. The Daily Wrap. We're going to have the number segment coming up shortly. You can talk with us. 504-260-0995. 504-260-0995. Great call regarding Social Security. I think a lot of people are stunned when they call in and or start talking about this and they're facing retirement and all of a sudden they're realizing, what? I don't get both. A lot of people think they're getting both. Or, well, yeah, I know I'm not getting Social Security. I know I'm taking a hit, but, you know, it'll be fine. I'm going to get the spousal benefit. It'll be larger. Or here's the thing. Oh, my spouse dies. I get their Social Security. All those are no. You're wrong there. People are really stunned. They go through life working and making this assumption that, hey, yeah, I'm going to get both just like everybody else, and I'm not having to pay into it.
And well, this is going to be tough because Brett's got to go to work tomorrow, and they're going to say, nuh-uh. He's, no, I'm serious. I talked to Gregory on the radio. Nuh-uh. That's not, is that true?
And that's one reason I put the doc. Go to ssa.gov. It's there. Or just do a search called windfall elimination. If you're working and not paying into Social Security, this is something you need to be aware of. And it's a good thing he is, because actually he can go knock out four, depending on his years. He needs to get it right. I'd work a little bit extra longer, but he can go and beat that windfall elimination by having 30 years of substantial earnings. And the guide is page 2 of that document as well. So give us a call if you want to have a conversation. Mutual funds. It's about getting a second opinion. Second opinions are powerful tools for you to make sure you're on the right path, to get a second opinion on that advice that you're getting. Second opinion on that performance. You can give us a call, 504-260-0995. Download the Winning at Life app. If you're on Android, if you're with Apple, you still got to do a search with Gregory Ricks at the App Store, and that'll take you to the Winning at Life app that you can connect to the show through that and even text us as well. Email gregory@gregoryricks.com.
Well, before Brett hung up, he wanted me to tell you thank you, because he wanted to reiterate there's a lot of parish workers that did not know that they didn't have enough retirement until just now.
Change the way you act. If you think you're going to get both Social Security and the pension from the school, then, well, maybe I can get a new car instead of a used car, or I will take this trip, or maybe I won't increase my contributions to my IRA, and that they could accidentally just be leaving themselves in the lurch. Because you're not going to get both. You're not going to get spousal, even though I know you didn't contribute to it, but you're like, well, yeah, but I could just get on my husband's account. No, you can't.
You know, what's interesting is the reverse side of that is, okay, the spouse didn't work in the public sector, always on the private. And let's say it's a she in that case. He moves on, and he could set up the pension where she gets pension continuation. So she gets her Social Security, her retirement from her work, whether it's 401k or pension, and draws from his pension. But on the other side, she dies, he's not getting her Social Security, or it's reduced, depending on. Well, just, and you know, a lot of those, they get that job for the parish or the county, and they work their whole life there, never paid into Social Security. So it's not the windfall elimination. They're not getting it, and not getting the spousal, or not getting the spouse's benefits if they die first. And we find so often people are not knowing that until it's time to retire. Then they're short. Just like he was talking about on the break.
All right, let me run this funky scenario by you. Some guys were doing some digging into what healthcare is going to look like next year. And a guy out of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, this is from a local report there. Guy Bolton is his name. He said, if you're a 63-year-old married couple with a projected household income of $70,000 next year, the lowest cost health plan you can buy in Milwaukee County, $24,000. If that exact same couple's income falls to $60,000, the exact same health plan would cost not $24,000, $24 for the whole year. They get basically a $24,000 subsidy. So that's not a typo. That's the total premium for the whole year. $60,000, you qualify for the subsidy. $70,000, you don't. You would be better off taking a pay cut.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or you could take that money and donate it to your church before it gets to your adjusted gross income. Or you got to find a way to bracket manage that thing, because that's a $24,000 swing, which means you could flush $12,000 down the toilet, save $12,000, save another $12,000, and still come out ahead on this deal. There's some wonky little number things that are about to start happening with people's health care, Gregory, and you're going to have to clean up all these messes, you and Jude.
That's interesting. Take a pay cut and you come out further ahead.
Now, if someone is doing their research, because the sign-up period for those buying off the exchanges is December 15th, any quick tips come to mind on how you can get that AGI right under that magic number where you get the subsidy?
Okay, if you're shoving it into your 401k, is that affecting that number? Is that number showing up what you put away pre-tax? It's not showing up on your AGI.
I guess not.
So that's one of the things, is you might start shoving everything you're getting, you know, but is their lifestyle, you know, they don't have the savings. All of a sudden, they've got to make a lifestyle change to fit under that number.
But that money's, that they're going to have to make the lifestyle change anyway. Now they're deciding whether that money's going to their 401k or to premiums.
Yeah, but that's it. Is you max out that 401k, because, you know, what? Under 50, you can put away $18,000. 50 and over, you can do the $66,000 catch-up, put up $24,000 away. So that you can impact that number right there and come out better and boost your retirement savings.
And if you're a family of four, that number goes up to $98,000. You got to get your income under that magic number to get a subsidy. Luckily, I have four kids, so I think I can make like
and this is
a million.
Some of the stuff that's going out in our newsletter shortly, our end of year newsletter, but talking about some of the things you're needing to do end of the year to prepare for taxes. But that's, you've got to, what you're talking about, you got to look at that. I know that's something we've been talking about, is health insurance costs. And this is some year-end planning that people are going to have to look at.
Yeah, I may or may not be doing some of this research for my own benefit right now. I don't want to say either way. 504-260-0995. If someone wants to sign up for that newsletter, where do they go?
GregoryRicks.com.
Jesse, Morgan City, you're next up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help, Jesse?
Thank you very much. I appreciate you taking my call. I retired and I got my 401k and I had $116,000. I'm 75, and I retired June, the year before last. I've had it in the stock market, and I've been managing it myself because people I had was kind of they were just letting it sit there, and I decided to take some. I went to some risk factors, in other words, and bought some stocks, and I've made money. I'm drawing $700 a month out of it, and right now it's at about $140,000, and I'm getting a little learned about the stock market and wondering if there's some way mutual funds or whatever way you could put in there. It'd be at least about 80% safe.
What was this about $40,000?
I've made about $40,000. In other words, right now, well, even more than that, because I've been drawing $700 a month last year and this year. In other words,
so the value of the account's about $130,000.
It's $138,000, almost $139,000.
Okay,
and I sold at $116,000.
Okay, so you've made you some money,
yes,
as
sir.
Well. So you're taking about $8,400 a year out of the account on an annual basis.
Yes, sir.
That's pretty good drawdown on that as well. One thing is you can go more conservative, but helping support that amount of income that you're taking out of there is getting some nice returns. You could shift more, for example, to a treasury/bond portfolio and get more conservative, meaning you're not taking as much risk exposure as equities would give you, but you're not going to have the same kind of returns that you're obviously getting as well. But that's something to consider on adjusting your mix that way, adding some more conservative in there. Thank you for the call, Jesse.
If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, 504-260-0995, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Enjoy fast cars. So I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. Gregory Ricks here. I'm a preferred access member. I get to take my own car to the track. Yeah, it might be a fast one, but it gets to go there. Talk about going to another world and escape. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
What better way to get into the holiday spirit than by watching those great Christmas TV specials? Join JPAS for an all-new stage production that pays tribute to great performers like Red Skelton, Dick Van Dyke, Judy Garland, and others. Don't miss Butch Cares' Holly Jolly, family-friendly vintage TV Christmas special with special guest star Becky Allen. Playing in West Wego, December 1st through 10th. For tickets, call 885-2000 or visit us at jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
You've lived through, and I have, remember the SNL crisis. Yeah, so we've had a lot of those over the years, and I would say, yeah, it's probably going to happen again. It's kind of a reset. It's got to get cleaned up there.
Gregory Ricks & Associates, a registered investment advisory firm. Find us at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, and 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Definite banking. What's your take on that?
You know, the guy that actually came up with the concept is Nelson Nash. But it is building up cash value inside of a whole life policy. And then when you're wanting to go buy your car or remodel your kitchen, you're borrowing from yourself and paying yourself back as if it was the bank. You want to treat it as an investment, but the IRS wants it to still act like a life insurance policy to make sure it works. So you have these mechs that you have to make sure you're not overfunding it. The concept works, but also it's not for everybody because you have to have money to push into it.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Step by step in the back seat, nowhere to go, nowhere to be. I got my shades on top back, rolling with the music jack. One on the wheel, one around you, baby. Sunset, I bet there's a chance we could get sure enough, tangled up, lay back and lazy. Pour it on.
Good evening. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. I'm your co-host, James Parker. That may be rude if you're listening on the podcast because I have no idea what time it is. But whatever time it is, so for podcast listeners, hey, how you doing? I'm James Parker. If you're listening live, you can call 504-260-0995. Podcast, ignore that last 5 seconds. See, you got to play both branches on the tree here, Gregory. You got to be versatile in this new media age. What's on your mind before the numbers?
Oh, no, just had a client send me a thank you card the other day. It was just a neat story where they, a few months ago, they were in and they had that GE stock.
I remember this story.
And I had the conversation with him because they were part of doing a review, but he revealed to me that he was holding a bunch of GE stock and just wanted to know what to do with it. And so I pulled out some charts and showed him how we look at it, and that if we had been holding it, but I don't see where we would have. But I also pointed here, if there was a holding it, there was a point here that was absolutely get the heck away from it. So I said, from the standpoint, I have to treat this a little bit differently because we wouldn't be holding it. And if for some reason we were, we would have sold it. And I showed him how and why on that. And then I said, here is where I'm at. I said, you know, from my personal standpoint, I wouldn't be holding any of it. With that said, you have that attachment to it because you've had it for quite a while. And then I gave
people
him my,
do get attached, don't they? Like,
yeah,
like they, it's a dog.
Yeah, they do. It's like, oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm going to do if I don't have that stock sitting in my portfolio. But I said, hey, here, use the 50-50 rule. It's just, it could be, boy, I'm glad I sold half of it, or I'm glad I kept half of it. And I said, one of the things you should consider doing is going ahead and getting rid of half of that stock. And then if Gregory's wrong, you still have half and it's coming back and you can buy it back and go on the upswing and you've already got some of that holding. And then if Gregory's right that this thing's going to get worse, by all indicators, is, boy, I'm sure glad I took that advice. And yeah, I should hold the other half, but I can sell it now too. What that gentleman did, he actually went and sold it based upon our conversation. So he was very thankful, and he would have lost his butt if it had still been hanging in there when they cut the dividend in half. Remember how people say, oh, I would never sell it. It pays a great dividend. Well, it's
what
going in the tank. Well,
here it
typically,
is.
There's
it.
A reason it's going in the tank.
There it is. There's a GE stock right there.
Yeah, it's going in the tank for a reason. So you think the dividend's just going to always hold up? GE shows you it doesn't.
All right, we'll do the numbers after we talk to Johnny.
Okay.
Johnny Slidell, you're next up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. What can we do for you, sir? Johnny, talk.
I'd like to see the word. I've funded my IRA for a long time. There's, I think there's a lot of money sitting there. And I am now at 7-0. I'm being forced by the government to take the money out of this sucker. And I know I got to only, like, next month, 2 months from now, I'm going to have to take some money out. How do they, how is that, how do I know how much money I have to take out of it to stay in good with the government?
Well, the IRS does have guidelines on that. You can go
to
irs.gov. And regarding required minimum distributions, there's a number of websites that can give you those calculations, but it's simply a actuarial table that the IRS uses to create a divisor where you divide that that value of the account on December 31st. So if you're going to be 70 and a half next year, you're going to have to take out a required minimum distribution. And wherever that money is residing, that firm is going to assist you as well. We take out ownership of it to make sure our clients, regardless of where they have IRA money, we're going to help make sure they get that number right. Because if you don't take enough, you have a 50% penalty on what you should have taken. So whether it's at a bank, insurance company, brokerage firm, they're going to assist you and make sure that happens for you.
Okay. Well, I've heard something that doesn't sound exactly right, but I think it's the way it is that they equate how long you're going to live and decide how much money you have to take out from that equation.
Yeah, they use actuarial tables that they turn into a divisor for the distribution, such as if you're 70 in the same year in which you turn 70 and a half, your divisor is 27.4. So if you have $100,000, you divide it by 27.4, and that gives you the number that you're required to take out of that IRA account.
Okay, if I have a lot more than that, does that...
It's the same formula. It's based on the like for your RMD next year, if you're 70 and a half next year, it's based on the value of the account last trading day of the year.
Gotcha.
You got a ballpark? I got a calculator.
Yeah, I don't know, like half a million bucks.
Okay.
Probably 500,000.
Divided by 27.4, Gregory?
Yep.
Somewhere in the neighborhood of 18 grand, $250
Yeah.
I'm forced to.
Yeah, don't go
out.
By that number. Listen, don't go by the number he just gave you. You've got to work this out when beginning of January there, but you're going to have an RMD that's going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 18 grand or so.
Yeah, probably the stock market went up almost 200 today, so it's going to go
yeah.
up.
Yeah, and we all hope it keeps going up for like 8, 9, 10 more years.
Yep. Great call, Johnny, though. Thanks for your question, bud.
Okay. One quick question. Does it make a difference that I'm at the highest scale of a retirement of Social Security?
No.
No.
You already got your Social Security turned on?
Excuse me?
Do you have your Social Security turned on? Are you getting checks from that yet?
No. I'm collecting the most that you can get on Social Security.
Turned it on at 70. Cool. All right. Okay. You're doing great, Johnny.
Awesome. Thanks for the call. Hopefully this was helpful to you.
The number.
Yeah, I know how Johnny thinks it's funny that Social Security has a plan for when you die. No, they all have a plan for when you die. IRS does. Social Security does. When you sign up for your Social Security account, it said, hey, James, we're expecting you to die at 89. Well, good morning to you, too, IRS, Social Security, whatever. All right, this is a numbers segment. And, yeah, we'll go ahead and cut to the chase. Yeah, it's party. Party on Wall Street. Record-breaking close on all three indices today. This is the 61st record-breaking close of the Dow since last year's election. So, you know what? I don't get tired of saying it either. I like all these records. The Dow Jones, and it wasn't up a couple pennies either. It was up 1.1%. It gained 256 points today. The all-new record-breaking close for your Dow, 23,836, and then 71 after the decimal. I don't think I'm going to get too attached to this number, though, Gregory. That once I get attached, it gets blown away in the next couple of trading days. Kind of breaks your heart. The S&P was up a whole percent. NASDAQ was up 0.5%. Records all the way around. The S&P record-breaking number, 2,627. NASDAQ, 6,912.
10-year treasuries were up slightly into the day. They were kind of all over the place, but it really wasn't that much movement in yield. The final number is 2.334%. That brings us to a 30-year mortgage fixed rate. We're still under 3.9. It's actually 3.87%. 3% on the yield. A week ago, it was at 3.91%. So it takes us to good old crude oil, still trading in the $57 range. It had, you know, kind of sneaked a little bit higher, but it closed at $57.69. Gold, getting close to $1,300 an ounce. It was at $1,296.90. And silver's back below $17. It traded last at $16.91.
Hey, it's so oil's kind of staying put above 50 for a few weeks here. If it can keep doing this, I smell some hiring coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, this is an extended stay on that. Kind of looking on the 24th, they're looking at crude was priced around $58.97. I'm thinking that's kind of our highest number we've seen over the past 5 days. But when you kind of look over the last month, yeah, that's the highest number. Over the past 3 months, that's the highest number. Over the year, that's the highest number for the year.
All right. Well, there's your number segment. Short sheet, you're going to have to check that out on your own time. Go to the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com. You can look at that. But if you have any other questions, you're home away from the show, same answer, winningatlife.com and the Winning at Life app. We'll be back to do this tomorrow at 7. Thank you very much for tuning in. We'll see you soon. Have a good evening. I'm James Parker. This has been Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Life with Gregory Ricks is copyrighted by Gregory Ricks for the private use of our audience. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without express consent by Gregory Ricks is prohibited.
Thank you for tuning in to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you need to contact the office, find our next live event, listen to the show live or on demand, remember the Gregory Ricks and Associates app.